You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. We're airing today on March 1st, so it's time for another monthly energy forecast. As I always encourage you, reflect on last month's forecast. So that might mean reflecting on my forecast for February, but also your own. And I invite you to see where the themes came up, what you were prompted to review, learn, heal, and grow through. I continue to do these forecasts because I believe they provide a free training of sorts, guiding you deeper into yourself and into your inner world through the cards and spirit's messages. They are to be a portal into your own inner landscape, rather than a hard and fast prediction of what's coming. More of a guidepost, if you will. So, with that in mind, let's look ahead to some of the themes and the energy that's swirling here for March 2021. Now, the card that I pulled for the month is Dreams. And if you caught the 2021 annual collective energy forecast, you might remember that I spoke about the bookends of March to October. Both these months have the Dreams card. So actually, we're about to enter into a 7 to 8 month period with a focus on our dreams. So the forecast that I'm sharing today is one that you may want to return to over the coming months because, of course, it is for March 2021, but I have a feeling that some of these themes are actually going to be here for the next 8 months or thereabouts. Now, I did just reference the 2021 Annual Collective Energy Forecast. I will add a link in the show notes. You can go back and tune into the overview in that episode. I will add a link in the show notes. Okay, so continuing with this new format for these forecasts, today I'm going to go over the general overview of this card, its key themes, the affirmation for the Dreams card, as well as the key highlights for the lessons, purpose, and the supports that we need to be thinking about and exploring throughout the month, or in this case, the next 8 months, as we're working with this energy. So the general overview of the Dreams card actually splits into two. Whenever the Dreams card is turned over in a reading or when you have it turn up in your use of the Little Sage Oracle cards, I want you to think about the two possible meanings. There is a reference here to our nightly dreams. So there is a chance that our dreams will be heightened, that we'll be processing more in our dreams or remembering our dreams. But more than that, we are likely to have the more prophetic or predictive types of dreams. I've certainly had some people from my past turn up in my dreams, some of them because I am processing it, and some of them because I believe they are actually visiting me in that plane. So there's definitely a reference here, generally speaking, that the Dreams card is a prompt to pay attention to and understand the rich intuitive data that is available in our dreams. Now, the bigger meaning here and the one that we're going to be focused on is that this card represents our hopes and dreams for the future, our desires, our big picture vision for ourselves individually, but also as a collective. And because we've got these bookends from March to October, I feel like as a collective, there are very big questions that we're going to be asking and hopefully answering about the state of our world, the big themes, movements, and issues that our world is facing right now. So there really is going to be a period of, like I said, about 7 to 8 months And of course, spirit doesn't have a clock, soul doesn't have a calendar. And so this is generally the time frame. Of course, we won't have them all answered in that time, but they're going to be gaining momentum and traction as we move through these next few months. What it means for us as individuals is that we have an opportunity in March to really home in on our personal hopes and dreams. And so this starts to lead me into the key themes for this month. Now, you might remember that I also pulled a card at the start of the first quarter, and that card was beginnings. Towards the end of last year, I was talking about all of the seeds that we would be planting. And so hopefully you've started to see throughout January, February, and certainly throughout March, what is fruiting, what is developing, what is blooming. Much of what we were thinking about, planning for in the later part of 2020 is really starting to come to the fore. Much of what was conceived will have been moving through its own gestation period, and for many of us begin to bloom. And of course, that blooming may actually take now from March until October. So just be mindful of what you are dreaming of, what the vision is that you're holding, and chances are that we're being asked to reconsider or refocus or reimagine what those hopes and dreams will be. And of course, on the back of 2020, many of us, myself included, have been moving through a period of reimagining what is possible. And of course, some of our circumstances have required us to think and experience these hopes and dreams quite differently. Now, the affirmation that goes with this card in the Little Sage Oracle card deck is this, and I will read it out, but actually I may even put it in the show notes for you too, so that you don't have to pause it and take down my words if you're interested in working with it. Okay, so the affirmation is this: I easily recall my nightly dreams and understand their meaning. I have the power to create the life I dream for myself. So I'll say it again for you. I easily recall my nightly dreams and understand their meaning. I have the power to create the life I dream for myself. And so I invite you to work with this, really, this double barrel affirmation throughout the month. You might feel called to work with one portion more than the other, and that's totally cool. You'll be guided to what you need. The reason that the affirmation is included in the oracle cards and that I'm including it here in these forecasts is that it can give us a guiding post. It can remind us of what we're working on or working towards. And positive affirmations have a powerful way of shifting the energy. Even as I said that out loud, I could feel the energy shift. So I'm curious if you may feel that in reciting it yourself or even just in listening. Now, I said that we have some lessons and purpose to discuss too, because every energy and theme that I cover in these forecasts are really there as a portal or a gateway to help us learn particular lessons and then for those lessons to become purposeful or of service to ourselves or possibly to others. So really some of the lessons that are going to come up for us individually and collectively throughout this month and essentially the coming months as well is the question, what do you really want? Now many of us have been asking that throughout 2020, but the lesson here in March is going to have us really home in on this. We have to be razor sharp about what we really want. We have to be very clear about who or what is most important to us. So the people, the relationships, the work, the way we're living, how we're spending our time, you know, what is it that is most important to us? And then how closely are we living in alignment with the answers to those questions? How willing are you, how willing are all of us to do the inner work to help us bring that into alignment? Because knowing what we really want, what that hope is, what that dream is, what that desire is for ourselves, our future, and our world is going to ask us to start making some tough choices. It's going to ask us to back ourselves, to believe in ourselves, to believe in our vision, to believe in our hopes and dreams, and to believe that our dream is not just some fanciful vision for ourselves. That dream is actually a soul-aligned clue. That dream is the breadcrumb. And so part of the lesson that's wound up this month and actually in the coming months in this bookend from March until October is needing to be so, so clear and then doing the inner work so that we can take the actions that we can believe in and that we can start living a life that is aligned with that dream. Gone is the notion, hopefully, or this may be what part of the lesson will be for you, but gone is that notion that our dreams just land at our feet, that we can manifest simply by visioning or simply by using a positive affirmation. That alone is not going to create change. Change comes because we change our thinking, we change our beliefs, and we change our actions. And so if we want to fulfill our hopes and dreams, if we want to fulfill our purpose and this soul calling that's inside of us, we are going to need to take action on that. So if we want to change our jobs at some point, we need to be taking the actions to make that happen. Action number one may not be quitting. That might be one of the last actions, but we need to be taking the actions to believe that it is possible to brush up on our skills or to be networking or to be even putting ourselves forward for the new positions, right? It's not just daydreaming and hoping that one day someone will think of us and put us forward for a job. That can happen, but it's not a guaranteed road to success. What we want to be finding, actually, Chris is saying as I'm saying this, I have multiple conversations happening at once. So I'm speaking to you, but Chris is speaking to me. What Chris is saying, what my spiritual support team is saying, is that we need to be able to put ourselves at that intersection between receiving the vision, receiving the dream from the world of spirit, from our soul, from the innermost recessed part of our being, and then following the signs and symbols and steps, the prompts to move us closer towards it. Okay, so to reiterate, there are big lessons here around what we really want, being very clear about who or what is most important to us, in doing the inner work so that we're taking the aligned action into our dreams. Now, the purpose of this, why do we need to be moving through an energy system or an energy forecast that's requiring us to ask these questions and answer these questions? The purpose of this is tied up in a couple of things. One, it ensures that individually and collectively that we're gaining clarity and discernment for the changes that we need to make and the actions that we need to essentially be actioning, the action that we need to be taking. It's going to bring us razor sharp alignment. And so this is very much linked with our throat, with that chakra around not just our communication, but choice and our experience. So there's a very big purpose here that's asking us to do what we say we're going to do. And so you might know what you ought to be doing, but are you actually taking those steps? Are you actually showing up in such a way that is honoring what you know to be true for yourself? Because if we're miserable in our job or miserable in our career or miserable in a relationship, miserable in our financial situation, but we're not taking steps to improve it or change our perspective or to move through it, then we are out of alignment. Now, we are obviously living with a lot of external pressures and changes. We're living in a pandemic. There are certain privileges and certain situations that we're all existing inside of. So what I'm speaking to here is not just some fanciful thought that we can immediately change our external circumstances. Instead, what is really at play here is firstly, what are those external circumstances that we need to be shifting and changing? What is the collective dream for our futures so that everyone has equal and equitable access? But what I'm really speaking to here is the individual's responsibility for their own life and to make the most of the opportunities and situation that we have. And so there are two threads or two veins here that are shifting. And it's part of the purpose of this period, particularly March to October, that is going to come to the fore. Now, part of the purpose that is here is around recognizing the things, the people, relationships, opportunities will drop away the more aligned you are with your dream. And so this can start to get a little scary, right? Because we start to take steps in a particular direction. Okay, I'm going to make this change. I'm going to introduce this, you know, change, whatever it may be. And then we start veering down there, down that pathway. And in other areas of our life, people, opportunities, financial resources start to drop away. And typically what I see happen, and I have been guilty of this too, is we panic and think, far out, I am not meant to be making this change. This is becoming scary. This is hard. Let me backtrack and try and save the thing that's happening over here. Now, part of what I invite you to explore in March and beyond is whether or not the things that are dropping away are actually supporting the channeling of energy you've pushed in a new direction. Relationships that don't support the new energy or that don't support the dream or that were for a particular earlier season of your life may drop away. Conversely, there are other opportunities or people or situations that will turn up to support that dream. But Chris, the world of spirit is really honing in on the idea that there are certain things that are going to be dropping away. And there is a reminder here to stay the course. Don't alter your dream to hang on to something or someone that's run its course. Honor your dream, honor your hope, honor your vision for yourself. Be clear about what you really want, because sometimes when those things fall away, it's going to make you far more discerning, or really it's prompting you to look more deeply into how badly do I want this new direction and how far am I willing to go to trust in my own wisdom. Your dreams may not be comfortable for everybody else. Okay, let's move into some of the supports that may help you throughout March or even for the next 8 months. So because we're talking about our nightly dreams, I would recommend that you interpret your dreams as you remember them. I recommend keeping a notepad by your bed and asking your guides before you fall asleep. So not after, but before you fall asleep, to help you remember your dreams, to be working with you in your dreams, to help clear energy, to process anything that needs to be processed, and to also bring you guidance, to bring you answers in your dreams. So by having that notepad beside your bed, when you first wake up in the morning, I encourage you to jot it down. I have also found that the voice app on my phone is a great place for me to record dreams. In fact, I actually found typed up in my notes app dreams. So as long as you're capturing them somewhere, I encourage you to look at the symbolism in your dream and then rewrite or re-speak your dream with the symbols inserted. Some other supports as we're moving into a time around our hopes and dreams for the future is to work with some sort of vision casting. And so really this is about visioning and visualizing what you imagine for your life and then working with the vision of it. Actually go into a meditative state and see it, and more importantly, feel it as often as possible. So you might like to write the script of your future life and read it over and over and over again. I will often work with the feeling. I've spoken about that elsewhere on the podcast around manifesting and the magnetism of working with the energy and the feeling of what we desire in order to draw it to us. And of course, it's important that we're attending to our dreams, whether this is in big ways or small ways. We need to be taking the aligned action steps that support our dream and support the vision for our future. Some of those steps will be small. If I go back to the example before of leaving a job, the big change may be in quitting, but that may not be where you start. The small steps to bring you into alignment are those smaller items that I mentioned before, like updating your resume, networking, reaching out, and researching, putting yourself forward. Those might be the smaller steps to tend to a particular dream. But also, as I say that, Chris says we are likely to be given some big opportunities this month. They may be external opportunities, or we may make the opportunities ourselves. But there's certainly going to be a sense here of almost a sliding doors moment. What is the dream that you're going to pursue? And will you go all in? Now, remember, my forecast is here really just to get you started. I encourage you to perform your own forecast for the month ahead if you haven't already. So if you need some help with that, go back in your podcast app and check out episode 93, How to Perform Your Own Forecasts. I'm going to link to that in the show notes as well. And if you're looking for your own deck of oracle cards so that you can perform such a reading for yourself, don't forget that the Little Sage oracle cards are being restocked as I speak. You'll now find them at thelittlesage.com. So, I have some big news on my own hopes and dreams that I'll be sharing on the podcast next week. And as I've been moving with these forecasts, it's been quite interesting to me to see how my own personal trajectory has been lining up. So I will be chatting with you again next week with some big news from my corner of the world. Until then, take care and just sit in the juiciness of your own dream. It's not some fanciful vision of the future. It is your guide. Your dreams are guiding you to what is possible and inevitable for you. Your job is to clear the way to allow them to happen. Loved today's episode? Be sure to subscribe. Leave me a rating or review in your favorite podcast app. It'll help me create even more episodes you will love. And for everything else you might need to be your own oracle, visit helenjacobs.co.